Blog Talk Radio.
around, and I pray, teach the children to pray. Sometimes I lay flat on my back and I pray, and I pray. Well, and I ask the wisdom, teach mother to pray.
Listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network, and this is Every Man Standing in His Place. Tonight, my brothers and sisters, we are once again blessed to have a mighty man of God coming before you, in the person of Apostle Edwin Holloway. Now, what I can tell you about Apostle is that he is truly a man of God. He does what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. He walks the walk and talks the talk. And we just praise God that he's here on tonight to bring us a Rhema word. So without further ado, my brothers and sisters, please receive the man of the hour, God's holy man, Apostle Edwin Holloway. Amen.
Good evening, all the listeners. I give God praise. I give God glory. I thank you for tuning in to listen. God has given me a word for the nation, and I pray. My heart is heavy. And I pray that you will have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto you. Not this preacher, not this apostle, not this man, but what God is saying to you and to the nation. We are in a turmoil. We are in a turmoil. We who are called by his name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, to break up the fallow ground, to give your people an ear to hear. God, not only to hear, but to do. For to hear is to do. Father God, I ask you, Lord, to let this word that you are speaking through me saturate their hearts, prick their hearts to step up and to step out in the name of Jesus. Father God, put a watch over my mouth and keep the doors of my lips, that I might say what thou would have me to say. I bind flesh and I cast it out in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask that you fill the void with the Holy Ghost, your power, your anointing, as we speak peace into the airways. We speak peace into the hearts. We speak peace into my spirit. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. If you please, I pray that you have your Bibles. You need to follow along so that
Amen.
You will know what God is saying to you and to the nation. Your Bible is your weapon. You got to know how to use your weapon. When I was in the Marine Corps, we were in boot camp. They taught us how to use our weapon. They showed us different types of weapons, and they showed us how to use it. Because when you go into battle, you got to have your weapon, know how to use it. And if something happens to it, you know how to turn around and fix it and get back on the firing line. So would you please turn with me, Psalms 24 and 1. Psalms 24:1, it reads, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." Amen. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So it is saying this world, this earth, belongs to God. And everything therein, the fullness of it, everything, the world, and even those that are in it, they belong to God. But some have gone astray and left the Creator. Some say there is no Creator. There was a Big Bang theory. But this word is true. It doesn't matter who doesn't believe. That doesn't make it a non-effect. I can tell you, myself, my wife and I can tell you this word is true. We've got all these 34, 50, 60 years. We've been saved. Things have been happening and the word illuminates. So, the earth is the Lord. If you please, again, turn to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Yes, it's a familiar scripture. Oh, brother preacher, you're going to the same old scripture. I want to make a point. God wants to catch your attention. We read this scripture all the time. But do we do it? We read this one. We read verse 14, and that's it. 2 Chronicles 7:14, and I'm going all the way down to 22. And it reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face," nobody else's, "and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, and mine ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and mine heart shall be there perpetually. Gonna be there for a long time, forever, in this house that has been sanctified. There are a lot of houses, but they're not sanctified churches. As for thee, if thou will walk before me as David thy father walks, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of my kingdom according as I have covenant with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to rule in Israel. But if ye turn away and forsake my statutes and my covenant commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on their other gods, and worshiped them, and served them. Therefore has he brought all this evil upon them. May the Lord add a blessing to reading and hearing of his word. If my people, who are God's people? We must find out who we are. Are we God's people, or are we somebody else's people? Last week, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, they talked about being on the potter's wheel. Okay, get on the potter's wheel. But when he's finished, when he's made the major, he took out the specks, he took out everything, he cleaned you up, he poured water on you and turned you again. After that's all done and you off the potter's wheel, then the question is, what you gonna do? Are you gonna sit there and say, oh, well, it's me, that's okay, you know? No, that's why the pandemic came. God is trying to get our attention, the body of Christ. We can't do what we used to do. We can't do customs traditions, religion. It's not about religion. It's about serving God. It's about worshiping God. It's about getting before God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray.
Come on
this
now.
This past September the 26th, I got a couple of days before that, I got a message on my email from Family Christian Books. And they said they was having a prayer at the Capitol. They was gonna have they was gonna come together and pray at the Capitol. I said, "Oh, wonderful, great! This is what I've been wanting. This is what I've been praying for. That we're gonna come to the Capitol and pray collectively." And I went up on the TV, and when I saw what I saw, I said, "Ooh." That ain't all of us. We didn't come together. They didn't call everybody to come. They only called a certain portion of people, a certain culture, a certain race of people. They didn't call everybody. They were no clergy. I looked at that and I turned it off, and all of a sudden the vice president showed up. I said, "Oh, okay, I see what this is." No disrespect to the vice president. No due respect. But it's my people. We come together as a people, come together as a nation, come together. All cultures, all necessities. Will you please turn with me? Jeremiah, 9th chapter. We're going to start at the 17th verse, the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, the 17th verse, and I'm going to read all the way down. Jeremiah 9:17, and it reads, "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women, that they may come and send for cunning women, that they may come and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with waters. For the voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded. The land, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwelling have cast us out. Yet hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ears receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor lamentation. For death is come up into our windows and is entering into our palaces to cut off the children from without and the young men from the street. Speak, thus saith the Lord. Even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvest men, and none shall gather them. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise men glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will punish all them which are circumcised, the uncircumcised, Egypt and Judah and Ammon, and the children of Ammon and Moab, and all that are in the uttermost corners that dwell in the wilderness. For all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in their heart. Call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the cunning women, that they may come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with waters. We're gonna have to get, if my people pray, cry out to God, call for the mourning women. I mean, we gotta get on our face before God. This pandemic is killing folks. Even the president today declared, I don't know how true it is, but it said that the president has the COVID, him and his wife and his aide. We're going to have to pray, folks, for the president. We're going to have to pray for all those in authority. That's what the word says for us to do. We can't pick and choose. Well, who we want to pray for? We can't. We gotta come together, all ethnicities, all colors, all races. We gotta come together and pray, not just one. We folks over the next corner. We just gonna pray. We gonna go to the Capitol and pray. Oh, we gonna go over here and we gonna do our thing over here. We just gonna. God is calling for His people. Come together and pray, not just a few handful of people. We gotta come together and pray. I know when I was in Stockton, we would go to the Evangelical Pastor's Prayer every Wednesday. Didn't have no car. We got on a bus, and we rode the bus. We had to transfer for two buses. And then after we got off the bus, the second bus, we had to walk about five blocks, Mama and I. and we would get there early. It started at 12 noon. We'd get there, and God ordained, he demanded we go. We didn't look at, God, we don't have no way to, no, he said, God, we go. If we had to walk, we went. Even when we was in Stockton and we had to give up our duplex. We went to Transitional House, and the pastor, the superintendent of the Church of God in Christ, he ran the Transitional House. God told us to call him. I said, God, no, Lord. I didn't want to call him because I've heard. But then this fellow across the street, he's now a son in the Lord. He came across the street and he said to me, you're going to have to make a call that you don't want to make. I said, okay, Lord. I called him. And when he took us in, but God said we're going to be part of his ministry. We had to put our ministry on hold, and we had to undergird another ministry and make sure that they get to where they were going so that then we would go back and get to going on our own. Push somebody else up. Make sure that somebody else get going. Push them up the hill. And when they got up to the top of the hill, then they can smooth sailing on down the hill. And then we can go on and finish and catch up and start up again with our ministry. And we went. And we prayed. And I was to fly to Georgia to see my mother and father because my father was in a convalescent home at that time. Mom and dad are gone. They made it in. I know mama made it in. I know daddy made it in. But mama asked, how do I make it in? Even though my father was a pastor and my mother was go to church every Sunday, she asked, Mom, can I make it in just on good works? And said, no, uh-uh. But anyway, God to put it on our heart, to talk to the pastor, the superintendent, and that we would come and pray Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at noon. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But the first time, I had to go to Georgia. So Mom had to go by herself up into that church, storefront church. We prayed up in there. I mean, we prayed up in there, and when the Holy Ghost showed us some stuff up in there, there was demons up in the corner, keeping them from allowing the Holy Ghost to move. That we prayed, God did. Now, we didn't do nothing. We just prayed, and we did spiritual warfare, and God moved. God moved. And before long, sometime later, God blessed that man of God to get a church building. And we moved from there, that storefront, to the church building. And once they were set in, God said, okay, your time is up. But we prayed for them. We did spiritual warfare. We got toe-to-toe with them demons. We can't pity-pat. It's not pity-pat, baker's man. We got to pray, saints. We got to get down on our knees, as the song said, the old Jays that played earlier. I get down on my knees and pray. You off the potter's wheel, Lord. Come on. We can't go keep going back to the potter's wheel. We gotta step up and step out. This pandemic, while we're in this pandemic, God has allowed it to happen so that we can shut in, consecrate, and serve fast, and get before God so that we can understand what God is doing and what he wants us as individuals and as a nation to do. A lion spirit has come across the land. And we got to fight. We even got to destroy them spirits. They want to come out there and get their guns and kill everybody. Not so. If we do spiritual warfare and fight, get our weapons. Our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. We got to fight, saints. Let's turn to Joel. The second chapter, Joel, the second chapter and the 17th verse. And I'm going to read all the way. Joel, the second chapter. I'm going to start at the 17th verse. Let the priests, the ministers of the law, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen shall rule over them. Wherefore shall they say among the people, where is your God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil. And ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen, but I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with him face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the uttermost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he has done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. For the tree beareth her fruit, the fig tree, the vine, and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad, then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the palmerworm and the the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days will I pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word. God.
Amen. Glory to God.
God.
Whew. Huh. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the priests, let the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen shall rule over them. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, those that are listening, I beseech you before the throne of grace. In other words, I say, I plead with you. Get before God like you never gotten before him before. In this time of consecration, get what you can from God. There are people out here hurting. There are people out here dying. There are people out here missing it. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. But as you get instructions from the Lord, And when he tells you to go, do what he says do. Go. Don't wait. Don't think it's going to go, well, I'll wait till it's convenient. Today I went to the VA with Mom to get a checkup, and I couldn't go in the building. I had to stay out in the car, but I went to the building, to the restroom, and came back out. And this man was sitting in his chair, in his wheelchair. And I spoke to him, and I walked on. But the Holy Ghost put a check in me. I turned around and went back, and I said, I said, I'm sorry. I walked past you. The Lord told me to pray for you. His ride came, and he got up, and he started walking. And he said, thank you. And I prayed. I put in my finger, and I prayed for him. While he was walking, I prayed for him, that God would do something for him. We must walk every day in the anointing of God. And when he says move, you move. When he says go, you go. When he says stop, you stop. We don't know where God has taken us, but we do know he's taken us to a place. This ministry, we have a vision. And we're seeking God for the will. We're seeking God for what he wants to do and how we are to step into. Because when we go places, we don't know. God will send somebody to the same place and say, oh, the Lord told me to give you this. And it's the keys to what we want to do. It's a person that's going to help us. But we must pray. We must seek God for the will of God. I'm saying it over and over till we get it. It's not the way you think. We got to get out of tradition and custom. We got to get away. We can't go back to the church building and get into the same old, same old. That's why the pandemic came. We got to get out of the way. One of the apostles that the Lord had us to ordain, He's up in Northern California. He's not doing church on the internet and on Facebook. He's out in the park. And he said more folks came in that park. Folks came to that park that was unsaved. And they did their social distancing. They had masks. They did the whole works. And they even had a disinfectant that people could rub on their hands. They cleaned the chairs. And some folks brought their own lawn chairs, and they sat. And he didn't hold no offering. But the people gave more than he would have had if he was in the building. God, he will move for us. His word says so. That he Amen. Will move for us if we do the will of the Father.
Yes.
We got to get out of what we used to do. It doesn't work anymore. some churches, all there are in that church is the seniors. No young people. Because they're not coming. They say, well, they're doing the same thing they did out in the world. Why should we go there? I want to see something. Folks want to see the move of the Holy Ghost. They want to see the casting out devils. They want to see the blind see. They want to see the lame walk. And don't tell me it don't. I've heard it. Oh, that died with the first apostles. The devil is a liar. We've seen God move with our own eyes in our ministry. We've seen God move. We've seen people come to our ministry on Saturday, the Sabbath day. God told us to get out of Sunday and get into Saturday, the Sabbath. That's his day, not Sunday. I know I'm gonna get some calls. I know I'm gonna get some people gonna throw rocks at me, but I'm preaching the unadulterated truth. What God has given me. We gotta get out of Sunday and get into Saturday. We were doing Sunday and nobody was coming, very few. But when we got Saturday, boy, we packed out the house. People from other churches would come. Packed out the house, and people would say, after we prayed, we worshiped. We got into worship, and after God released us, I said, anybody here got a word from the Lord? I didn't stand up there and say, I'm the big cheese, and I say this. And I say that. No, God gave it to us. Anybody here got a word from the Lord? And folks would stand up and they would say, well, I want to tell my testimony. I want to say what happened to me. People would get delivered and set free just telling their testimony. Then another brother got up after they told their testimony and said, because you told your testimony, I'm going to tell mine. And said, I was molested at 5. He got delivered. He got set free because he could speak it. That's what we're looking for. People to get delivered and set free. They go to church. They go to church on Sunday, and they come one way, and they leave the same way. No deliverance. We got to get out. Of tradition and custom. We got to pray. We got to seek God. He said in his word, the priests, the women, the mourning women, we got to get our face to the wall. Hezekiah turned when the prophet came, said, you shall not live, but die. Hezekiah turned to the wall and cried out to God. And before the prophet could get out of the building, he said, go back and tell him. I've added 15 more years to his life. The prophet, you got to believe the prophet. Yeah, there's some lying prophets, but you, if you're seeking God, you'll know.
You'll know. Amen.
You'll know who's who.
Come on.
And when you hear the prophet speak, in second, I'm gonna turn to it real quick. I'm stirred. I'm stirred, my friends. I am stirred. Second Chronicles 20. And verse number 20 and 20. And it reads, I'm reading part D. This is Jehoshaphat speaking to the people. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. Believe his word. Believe on the Lord your God. Believe this word. Whatever the words say, whatever the words say, you believe this word. I would preach and God would take my Bible and I would put it on the floor. And somebody told me, oh, that's sacrilegious. I put it on the floor and I stepped on it and I said, you can stand on this word and it will hold you up. You can take this word to the bank. Believe his word and believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. You're going to be established. God wants the best for us. He wants us to be prosperous. That's why the earth is moaning and groaning for the sons of God to stand up and stand in their place and go to the mountains that God sends you to be a light place, to root out darkness. Well, you know, I would, but no, 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 no. If God said go, you go. And do what he said do. Saul can tell you when you disobey God, what will happen. Folks, I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be bothered. But God has placed you on my heart. I have a burden for the body of Christ. And my mom and I pray. We pray for the body of Christ. We pray for the people. Said pray for those that are in leadership. We pray for the leaders. Yeah, you say, well, you know, there's some that just ain't right. Yeah, they ain't right because the devil got them.
Say that.
And the lion's
say
spirit
that.
A lion spirit has come.
Mm-hmm.
But, folks, as I close, I ask you to go to God and ask God what he says to you as an individual. Pray and seek God with your whole heart. I know there are many of you that are praying.
Yes.
And
yes.
Those that are really seeking God with your whole heart, watch him move
in
your behalf.
Amen.
And when he gives you something to do.
Do it.
He tells you to move, you move.
Amen.
When he
Glory.
Tells you to go, you go. When he gives you instructions, you take them instructions and follow through. When he tells you exactly, you see God. He said, God said, I'm going to be going in any day now. Okay, find out what day. Prepare yourself.
Yeah.
Prepare yourself. Get ready. Well, you know, I don't have. Yeah, God knows what you have and what you don't have. We didn't have nothing. When we left Stockton, California to go to Georgia, we didn't have a dime. We didn't have a dime. And I say we didn't have a dime. I was making my pension. And I will tell it. My pension was $375, $70 and 45 cents a month. Had to pay rent, had to pay utilities, had to pay the light, the gas bill. But God.
Amen.
But God.
But God.
Because we were obedient to God.
Amen.
He had us on Section 8, and it was just the two of us. And no, and many of you know, Section 8, you got on Section 8 and just the two of you. No children. And we got on Section 8 in 3 days. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then Section 8 after we were, and got 2 bedrooms. And after our lease was coming to a close, Section 8 came and said, we're downsizing. We're cutting our costs. So we're going to have to put you in a 1-bedroom. And I said, before I answered them, I said, dear, God has spoken through the prophet and said that we were moving to Georgia. We finally figured it was to Georgia. And so we're not going to go into another year lease. We're going to shut down, and we're going to close everything up when time is up. We didn't know where we was going to stay, but we shut down. We signed off on the lease. We closed Section 8, and the day we were closing, we were clean. We had cleaned and put everything in storage. Our car that was given to us, it wasn't working. And I asked the manager, can we leave this car in the stall until tomorrow? Didn't know how I was going to get that car. She said, yeah, because we God blessed us to do the wash houses. They had about 3 wash houses, and we cleaned the wash houses. That's how God allowed part of our rent to be paid. And she said, she said to us, okay, no problem. And we signed up, and we didn't have no place to go. We had to borrow friend's car, van. We put all our stuff in storage, and we gave what we couldn't put in storage, we gave it away.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And somebody called us and said, we hear you moving. Where you going? I said, I don't know. I don't know. She said, well, let me call you back. About 5-10 minutes later, her husband called. He said, you can come on out to our mini ranch and stay until you get yourself together. God had a place for us. When we stepped out by faith, God opened the door. We didn't know where we were going to go. I thought we might have to sleep on the street, or somebody might get into a motel. But God opened the door for us. We stepped out by faith. Then we stayed there from October to January. And God had stirred the nest up. When he wants you to move, you get too comfortable, he stirs the nest up. And it got hot. It got heated. We came from church one after we had gone to our daughter in the Lord. Her and her husband took over the building where we was having church. And we went there to hear him preach. He said, oh, the bishop. I was bishop at that time. He said, oh, the bishop's here. We're going to hear the word. I said, no, brother, we came to hear a word from you. That brother preached the word, and he said, then suddenly, he took us back, to where we were staying, and we went into that house. Hey, nobody was there but us. The mother came and got the two of the children because they stayed back because one was sick. Then we got on our knees and we cried out to God and said, God, you got to move now. On the way back to that place, my uncle called me. My uncle says, your auntie is coming from Minnesota going back to Georgia. She just got out of the hospital, and she needs somebody to stay with her. We heard that you're coming to Georgia. Will you come and stay with her and help her to get on her feet? I said, yeah, we'll come. I said, but we don't know. When we'll get there, we just don't have a way. But we believe in God. He said, well, I can't help you on that. Let me talk to your aunt. And we'll call you right back. A few minutes later, he calls us back and he said, your aunt is going to pay your way. She's going to buy your tickets to come. That is the same aunt 20 years ago. 20 years ago to the year. We got married. And we went to my mother's side family reunion. And in that family reunion, we found out mom's family knew my family. And we went to my aunt, because the prophet, pastor's wife, spoke a word. Told us to ask my auntie to pay our ticket. We wrote a check for our ticket, flew down there to the reunion. And we asked her, and she said no. So we went back, and we had to scurry and figure and pay the check off. 20 years later, that same aunt had to pay our way to Georgia. God, when you step out by faith, God will open the door for you. When you're obedient to God, God will open the door for you.
Amen.
He will open the door for you. So I leave this with you. Whatever God has told you to do, or you still seeking him, still stay on your knees. Pray, seek God with your whole heart. Pray for the body of Christ. Pray for the city. Pray. God has us to pray him for our zip code. We pray for the zip code that we're in, and we pray for the next zip code that's next to this zip code. Then we pray for we praying for the city we live in, but we praying for the city of Phoenix. We praying for the state of Arizona. We praying for the United States. We praying for the Senate and the Congress. We praying for the president. We praying for the vice president. The vice president that is a candidate for the presidency. We praying that nobody harmed them. We praying for governors. We praying for mayors. We praying for city councils. We praying for the people. Saints of God, the title of this message is It's Time to Pray. Very simple title. It's Time to Pray.
Amen.
So I say to you, go back to your knees and seek God for the will And whatever he say, don't look at your pocket. Don't look at your purse. Don't look at the circumstances. Because the enemy will paint a picture. Oh, you don't want to do that. It was told to us when we were moving to Georgia. Ex-pastor. We moving to Georgia, pastor. So why you want to move there? Aren't you afraid? Afraid? Afraid of what? I'm afraid of not doing, obeying God. That's what I'm afraid of. Father, in the name of Jesus, God of heaven, I ask you, Lord, to have your way. God, touch your people, Lord, all around this country, all around the world, God. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. And God, I bind every foul spirit, every hindering spirit. I bind the spirit of doubt, unbelief, apprehension, procrastination, the waste, slothful, sluggard, and tired spirit. I bind witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, soothsaying, sorcery, and injury, and occult, wizards, warlocks, witches, religious spirits, occult spirits, and the like. We bind Jezebel, Ahab, Ananias, and Delilah. We bind the spirits of bitterness, rejection, and rebellion, and the root cause, unforgiveness. We bind Python, Leviathan, astral projection, mediums, and clairvoyance, incantation, covert activity, evil altars that have been set up to pray against them. We bind tarot cards, Ouija boards, voodoo dolls, voodoo dust, black magic, white magic, water witching. We bind daughter vices, eastern stars. We bind Freemasons. We bind Shriners. We bind sororities and fraternities. We bind occult spirits. We bind the white supremacist group. We bind the Proud Boys. We bind every evil work that will come up against your people. We bind every hostile setting. We put hooks in your nose, body or lips, bind your hands and feet, and cast you out in Jesus' name. And Lord, we ask that you fill the void with the Holy Ghost, your power, your anointing, as we speak peace. We speak peace. We speak peace in the United States of America. We speak peace around the world, God. This is your world, God. We speak peace in our spirit, oh God. We speak peace into everybody that is listening, their spirit, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for the victory. I thank you, oh God, for the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you. And I give you the praise, I give you the glory, and I give you the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm back in the hands of the moderator.
Amen, and God bless you. All right, you have been listening to the voice of Apostle Edwin Holloway. The time is well spent. We pray that you heard something on tonight that has truly edified you. And if someone does not know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, we pray that the word of the man of God spoke a word into you that will cause you to ask Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. Hallelujah. Because it is not about form or fashion. It's not about how with the words that you say. It's about the condition of your heart. So we just pray that you will come to know Jesus in a personal way. Hallelujah. And that you acknowledge him in all that you do. And from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you.